Hi, this is your friend, Emmanuel Dagger, and you're listening to The Miracle Cafe, the home of transformational conversations that serve to attract even more miracles in your life. The Miracle Cafe is excited to connect you with visionary guests, concepts, and modalities here to assist you in manifesting a miraculous life. It's my deepest honor to welcome you to The Miracle Cafe. Hey, my amazing friend, and welcome to a brand new season of The Miracle Cafe. I'm your host, Emmanuel Dagger, and I'm really excited to reconnect with each of you. You are the reason this show has become so successful, and I'm so looking forward to seeing what the future will bring as we co-create miracles together. So the theme of today's show is orgone technology. We have an amazing guest that we will get to later on. And just orgone technology, we're going to talk about what it is, how it works, and how it may be able to help you. So definitely stay tuned for that. And I also wanted to acknowledge all of those who have been emailing me this summer and just sharing their breakthroughs that they've been having in areas of spiritual expansion, their health, relationships. A lot of people are transitioning out of relationships that they knew were unhealthy for them, and through some of the dialogue, some of the healing sessions that we've had on the show, they've shared that they've been able to overcome that and be able to transition out of those relationships and make new relationships, whether they're friends and family, partners, etc. And also self-confidence, feeling connected, finances. We've had some amazing financial opening to financial abundance stories, and so much more. So I'm just so grateful to have this platform to have energy healing sessions at the end of the show and just have amazing conversations that we create here together for you to hopefully be inspired by and have some awesome breakthroughs. So thank you to all of you who shared your feedback and who are inspiring me to continue with the show. So I just wanted to express my gratitude to you. And now I really wanted to, I've been so excited to share this all summer, but I am really excited to announce that I'll be opening up each show with a energy update. I know a lot of you guys are aware that I have an energy forecast that I write. So these energy updates are very similar, and basically we'll be talking about what's happening on a personal level for so many of us right now. And the purpose of these updates is to let us all know that we're in this together. We're not alone. We are on this journey together. And when one of us is going through something, you know, a lot of us have either just gone through it or we're going through it at the same time. And so I'll be talking about that, and also we'll be talking about the global shifts happening as well. So that's really exciting, and I think it's good to have it also be like a live dialogue instead of just, you know, I love writing articles, but I really enjoy speaking to you one-on-one as well. So before we start the energy update, let's open up the show by setting a powerful intention. As you know, setting intentions are really kind of set the tone for the hour, and they really allow that which we are intending to come into fruition. So the intention for today's show is for each listener to receive exactly what they need to assist them on their journey. So if you agree with that, just give me a, and so it is. Just affirm out loud, and so it is. Good. All right, so let's get right into today's energy forecast of what's going on. So I'm sure many of you have noticed that August was a really, really interesting month. It was a great month to go delve into the final little remnants that we still needed to clear out. Some things could have been from the past. It could be, I know a lot of my friends had people come into their lives from the past so that they can resolve a lot of unsaid, unspoken things that really needed to be said. Also, there, you know, we were in Mercury in retrograde. We were in the astrological sun sign of Leo. So it was all about fire. It was about bringing up in a strong way all that no longer serves us so that we can release it and step back into our most authentic self. And for a lot of us who are not comfortable with change, this was, you know, quite challenging and quite taxing. So the quicker that we can embrace change, the quicker we can kind of just be more flexible and go with the flow, the easier it's going to be for us to continue moving forward on this amazing journey. So that's kind of what was going on in August. And basically, I'm sure, you know, a lot of you are noticing people who may have been in relationships that they've kind of wanted to get out of for a long time, or, you know, things that needed to be let go and released, that's happening as well right now. So a lot of people are stepping into their power and realizing that, you know, it's not doing either partner any good to remain in a partnership that's not serving either person, or at least one person is not feeling completely in the same or similar vibration anymore and is ready to move on. So a lot of that is happening right now. A lot of shifting, a lot of moving globally. We've seen lots of movements, earthquakes, especially on the East Coast, which is, you know, just a... It could seem very scary, but at the same time, we know all those who have been studying and doing personal development and spiritual work and just going within, we know that as we change inside, so does the exterior. So when we're shifting and moving within ourselves, the earth is doing the same thing, because we are that powerful when we co-creative and co-collectively are shifting, everything else is going to shift. So a lot of the earth movements, a lot of the, let's see what else, a lot of the, there was like, you know, a lot of weather patterns, a lot of things in the Middle East right now where old regimes are being kind of released and moved out of, and now we're coming back into where it's all about the people coming together in community, similar to what we're seeing in Libya right now. So it's a really interesting time, and the best thing to do right now is just really ground ourselves in love. And all those meditations, those techniques, listening to music, going for walks, being in nature, you know, connecting with friends that we completely trust, we are in a, you know, we can feel safe with. It's important to be in that space right now. Anything that can align us and ground us in love, it's very important, because there's going to be, you know, things have been kicked up a notch, and it's going to only continue to grow and expand, so that we can anchor in the new amazing unity consciousness even more quickly. But that's what I would advise, is just to continue remaining anchored in love. And right now, really, it's about preparations, because we are entering a new time and in our journey and beginning new adventures. So anything that we are still needing to just let go of that's not serving us, it's really important to do that, whether it's cleaning our house, it's cleaning our work environment, maybe transitioning out of a job that's not serving us, stepping into, you know, more of what we really brings us joy and passion. And then also it's really important to be in that space of taking good care of our bodies, nutrition. A lot of the foods that we were eating before, maybe some processed foods or foods that were, you know, in boxes or canned, a lot of that stuff is not agreeing with us anymore. So now it's really about eating natural foods, fruits and vegetables, you know, brown rice, things that really come from the earth that can give us the nutrients that we need. And it's imperative at this time. A lot of people are noticing they're having food sensitivities, food allergies, and that's because of the heightened energies. And anything that's vibing in a space that is not conducive to our physical, emotional, mental well-being is going to, we're going to notice right away. It's not going to be like it was before where, you know, we can eat, you know, fast food and it's not going to affect us. It's going to start showing up much more quickly. So definitely taking care of ourselves nutritionally is really important at this time. And just preparing through our meditations again and through our continued spiritual practice and remaining anchored in love is what this month is all about. And also, I briefly touched on this on the energy forecast, is solutions. We're going to start noticing that there's going to be a lot of solutions being presented that are out of the box in our life. It could come in as an insight, an idea to a solution to overcoming something that we might have been going through for a while. And also globally, we're going to go through a wonderful, we're going to start receiving wonderful solutions to a lot of the world problems so that we can overcome them more quickly and move into more of that love-centered society. So that's kind of it for, you know, there's some specifics. You can check out the energy forecast at miraclecaferadio.com to have more of the specifics. But really, you know, I'll share a little bit more next time that we chat. But this time it's all about preparations, kind of releasing all that no longer serves us and stepping into, you know, our true authentic self, moving forward and grounding and anchoring in love. All right. So, now I would like to actually jump into our gratitude, because that's one of my favorite things. So the gratitude segment is all about sharing, you know, the listener's gratitude. I'll also share my gratitude. And the idea is that when we share our gratitude, we expand more on that which we are grateful for. It's been proven that if we are in a space of gratitude, we are in alignment and we attract more blessings in our life. And that's what we do this for. So I am grateful for new adventures. Just all this amazing energy that's preparing us for the new adventures. I am grateful for all of it and for the new adventures. So what are you grateful for today? Take one moment right now and affirm out loud what you're grateful for. And while you do that, I'm going to share some of the gratitudes that I received. So Carolyn in Atlanta is grateful for her beautiful new apartment and having the abundance now to buy things that she never could before. Carolyn, that's awesome. It sounds like it's giving you independence and freedom that many of us really like to experience. And Lakeisha Crawford, who also lives in Atlanta, is grateful for energy tools and Reiki. Yes, where would we be without those energy tools and healing modalities? They always empower us and assist us in, you know, delving into deep within ourselves to release what no longer serves us. So thank you, Lakeisha. Thank you, Carolyn, for sharing your gratitude. And if you have a gratitude that you'd like to share, please submit it to Emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com, and I'll make sure to read them on the air. And definitely something that, you know, when you share your gratitudes, you're expanding on it. Others are in agreement that, yes, wow, this person's grateful for that. So it will expand manyfold what you're grateful for. All right? So just one more time, send your gratitudes to Emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com. I'm so honored to have a very special guest with us today. Peter Stathis is considered one of the world's leading orgone makers and experts, and he's here to share his insights on this amazing technology. So, Peter, thank you for being here today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. And, you know, we all know there's a great shift in consciousness happening right now. And I love to introduce the listeners to different modalities, energy, technologies that can really assist them in making this shift a smoother experience. So I really, really am excited to talk about the orgone technology. So my first question today really is, for those who may not have come across orgone technology, what is it exactly?
basically, what these orgone generators are, they seem to be transmitters of what you could call universal light energy or source energy or the zero point field. Mm-hmm. And they have grown since their original inception. Back in the 40s and 50s, there was a scientist, Wilhelm Reich, and he discovered that by layering organic and inorganic material, an energy field was created. And this energy field seemed to purify negative energies into positive and created healings and whatnot. And later on, in about 50 years later, around the year 2000, a fellow, Don Croft, and his wife started adding crystals to that. And that started magnifying the effects of the orgone with the frequencies of the crystals, all the properties of them. And now it seems the latest evolution is actually almost like a spiritual energy that's coming through the orgone pyramids. So I think they're evolving as human consciousness is actually evolving as well.
Hmm. And so how were you inspired, or how did you begin working with this amazing technology?
Well, I had always studied what I call like the secrets, like suppressed technologies, the free energy, Tesla work, mm-hmm. Victor Schoenberger, all these different things. And I'd come across Reich's work around 1995 to 2000. I was studying all the different things. And it just seemed a little bit too incredible what these products did. And I thought, you know, if these really worked as they do, pretty much like we've got to get these all over the world and into as many people's hands as we can. And so basically I just started making some prototypes because I had to see for myself, is this for real? And I took it to friends of mine who were Reiki masters, psychics, mediums, clairvoyants, channelers. And everybody basically I shared it with, they were just shocked at what it was doing. It was lighting up their energy meridians. It was clearing their chakras, clearing the rooms that we were in. So it did actually work. And it was nice because you read about a lot of these, you know, there's a lot of free energy devices out there. There's a lot of talk about all these great technologies. But it's like having something in your hand that's actually working.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually what's inspiring about this, is that I get emails and calls all the time about what these things are doing for people, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, and you know what is amazing is I really love, because, you know, I have quite a few of your products, and I really love that they work with a person's energy, you know, so it's not really looking outside for something,
right.
But it's kind of allowing us to go deeper within, and that's why I really, really resonate with your products and work, and it's just really has helped me go deeper in meditation and things. And I know personally for me, I'll share later with what my experiences are, but I'm sure you, like you just mentioned, you get a lot of feedback from people. So can you share some of that feedback that you've received from, you know, people's experiences with these amazing orgones?
Well, right from the beginning, like, for example, the first one I made, I went to meet a friend of mine in a restaurant, and she said the moment I walked into the restaurant, the whole place shifted, like in a millisecond. And I thought, oh, my God, right? And then when I was sitting with her, she actually saw my main guide very clearly, and she was shocked how easily she could see this guide. And it was, I think, because the field that this creates is such a high frequency that it kind of opens up the awareness to these things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So a second person I had showed, friend of mine, very powerful psychic, and I was about 2 feet away, and he asked me to stop. And he said, without even holding him, 2 feet away, he said he could feel it activating or basically clearing his heart center. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like these things have an intelligence, which that's why I'm thinking source energy is an intelligent energy. It's like mm-hmm. God energy type thing. And it knows exactly what to do. So from 2 feet away, he said he could feel it interacting with him and clearing out blockages. So it was just pretty much what he needed at that moment. Another friend of mine, she was having some family issues, a lot of emotions, and so I asked her, I just intuitively said, why don't you hold this and talk to it like it's got a consciousness and tell it what you would like it to do. And so she held it, and then about, you know, 10 seconds later, she started bawling and crying and kind of left the room. So I didn't know really what happened, and basically after she came back, she was feeling better, and the next day she called me and she said all of her emotional stuff, it was kind of all released. And it was kind of like, I was thinking it was actually pulled into the pyramid, and it was actually just cleaned for her, I think. Lately, the neatest things I've been getting is people talking about the EMF fields.
Yes.
One lady in Hawaii, she emailed me telling me that she had bought some pyramids and a pendant, and for the first time, she didn't have to take aspirin for her headaches at the end of the day because she works in front of her computer all day.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, that is so cool, right? I mean, it's like something practical that's actually, you know, working.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing somebody had told me was that a scientist he talked to about orgone was saying that it was converting, for example, electronic signals would be like square wave signals, and natural signals are sine wave, which are more curves, like
mm-hmm.
waves. And basically the orgone was, or the frequency field created was transforming the unharmonic or unnatural signals into natural signals. So your body actually
wow.
is in a better environment. I had a lady on the other side of Canada who actually, she called me to say she had an EMF, you know, one of these people who comes in with all the meters and all the gadgets.
Right.
And I was like, oh boy, I wonder if she's going to tell me how do these work, you know. And she said that every room that they went into that had a pyramid, this person's gadgets wouldn't even move. They were just totally calm. When they took out the pyramid, it's like they went chaotic.
Wow.
And so I thought that was really neat. You know, it's like, I always love hearing like how these are helping people.
Mm-hmm.
Another lady she wanted it she couldn't sleep. You know, I guess whether it was near power lines or Wi-Fi signals or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And she said like she had the best night's sleep ever just by putting the pyramid in her bedroom.
And I know, and I've spoken to you about this before, but there's a lot of people who actually go put them out in different locations on the planet just to really help the grid, the energy. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's actually called the orgone gifting movement. And I know personally, actually, a fellow I met a couple of years ago, he was part of a group in Ontario, Canada, where they had a wealthy fellow pay for all the materials, and they all got together on the weekend, and they made thousands of orgone pucks and different devices, and they put them in the lakes, on the land, everywhere they could find. And people all across the world are doing that. Any area that they feel needs to be cleansing or mm-hmm. higher frequencies, so outside, you know, government buildings or even graveyards.
Or maybe cell phone towers and things like that.
Exactly. And so from what I understand, and this is what people are writing, is that when you actually put it near a cell phone tower, it not only neutralizes it, but it actually, the tower actually puts out positive.
Mm.
It's almost like it transforms it.
Right.
And with my friends here in the Lower Mainland, I give them free pucks, you know, because they always tell me about places like, here, you know, take them. And
yeah.
one of my friends, who's very high-level Vajrayana Buddhist practitioner, Qigong teacher, all this, and he was hiking in the North Shore Mountains, and there was every time he'd go hiking, he'd hear that tone coming off the tower.
Mm-hmm.
And he took the puck and he buried it as close as he could. And he said the second he buried it, he started feeling this immense field start growing out of the ground where it was. And about 30 seconds later, he said the sound had turned off.
Wow.
So I'm wondering if he, just from his practices, could hear higher, different frequencies.
Mm.
But he actually, when he held the puck, he actually intended, it was kind of a Buddhist thing he said, but it was to neutralize all negative frequencies and to benefit all sentient life in the area. He just said a prayer with it, what it would like, you know, what he'd like it to do. And
mm-hmm.
it seemed to have done that. So,
you know, I was when I was really delving into researching and reading about the orgone technology, I read that some of the big generators actually really help shift weather patterns. Is that something that you've heard, or anything that you may be able to expand on?
Well, back in the 50s, Wilhelm Reich, he built weather modification devices, which were basically, they were large orgone-type devices. Anyway, what he was trying to do was balance the upper atmosphere with the Earth, like any negative energies in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And he would go to areas that had droughts, and he would bring rain. It was
absolutely wow.
like, and right now there's people around the world, actually in Africa, and they actually have seen pictures where they have these devices that they built, and
mm-hmm.
they're bringing rain to these areas. So it's like a balancing. Once you allow nature to, I guess one of the things is people are, you know, there's HAARP, there's all these different things that are going out there that
mm-hmm.
are changing
mm-hmm.
the weather.
Mm-hmm.
So people are building even things called chemtrail busters, which are
yeah.
designed to put positive orgone in the air and neutralize the effects of the chemtrails.
That's so funny. You read my mind, because I was just going to say that I know the chemtrails, there's a lot of people who put them, and it nullifies all of the, the energy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because everything
wow.
is a frequency, right?
Absolutely.
And one thing, actually, I just came to me a couple hours ago. When I moved to a new place, a friend of mine who is a Reiki practitioner, she offered to come over, and they do something that's called gridding, where they put symbols into the walls, for example, that are
mm-hmm.
like healing symbols or protection, things like this. So I said, okay, you know, no problem, come over. And when she was doing it, I said, why don't you hold an orgone and you almost use it like on your hand chakra, and then the point is you're projecting your energy to see if it magnifies. And she said when she tried that, the symbol went through the wall and down the block. So a couple hours ago, I thought, you know, for this, you know, people concerned about the radiation and the chemtrails, so if there's any Reiki people out there, you can actually, if you held a pyramid, grid the sky with those symbols.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, because, like, why not, you know?
Yeah.
And just do that every day and just, you know, healing, protection, neutralization, you know, whatever you need to do. So.
Absolutely. And, you know, I live here in the valley in Los Angeles, and it's very polluted. You know, the valley, it kind of, those who know this area, pollution just kind of sits in a,
right.
it's stuck in the valley. So, you know, for me, before I used to have really bad allergies, you know, sneezing, coughing, all these things. And then when I, started, you know, placing some of the orgones in my house, on my land, everything, I just started feeling better. I started, you know, I didn't sneeze as much. My skin cleared up. It was just, it does make a big difference. And it, like you said, it's all energy, you know?
Yeah. Well, I had gone to see this one famous Qigong teacher, Mantak Chia, and he was saying a little technique if you're in a room with people who are sneezing and bacteria in the air and whatnot. And he just says you just expand out your energy body to almost make a shield around you. And it's like the whatever's floating in the air actually gets repelled almost. So I've had people describe the orgone as creating like a cosmic shield around your place, right?
Yes.
And even for example, the radiation, for here at my house, basically it's like pucks all gridded on the ground. And the intent is that it's like a big shield, you know, and anything comes near just gets instantly transformed type thing.
Mm.
So...
Nice. So I know you have kind of taken the whole orgone making to a whole new level. I know they're very elaborate and each one kind of has a different energy. Can you share a little bit about some of those things? I know you have different, like in your pyramid,
yeah.
You have different layers. Can you just talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. When I first started making orgone, I was like pretty much most people out there. You go on the internet, you know, you see a few videos, the how-to and the manuals. But basically, when I started, though, it didn't feel right the way a lot of people were doing it. For example, they would say, you know, 50-50 resin to metal, always metal at the top, you know, these type of things. And it was kind of just going with the right, what I felt was the right thing. Plus, I wanted to make these artistic pieces as well because for what they do, I mean, it's such a bonus to have them to be beautiful pieces of art, right?
Oh, yeah.
So as I started making them, the way I was kind of guided to make them, people were telling me that these were like the most powerful and like clean orgone they've ever felt because I was using like the highest, the clearest resin I could find, and I cut my own metal. But as I was making them, my psychic friends were getting messages during their meditations from different ascended masters or beings telling them to tell Peter some little advice. And so I just started incorporating it. But what I do when I make my pyramids is the first thing I just get fully present, connect with Creator. I call in the protection of archangels, and then I call in, as the years have gone by and people have asked to come in, I call in a number of different beings, the earth elementals, even Anastasia, the ringing cedars I put around my work area. And I believe setting the proper field is so important for this work. And I think that's why people are when they feel these pyramids, they feel, even through the website, the pictures. I've had people call me and tell me they actually had clear energetic clearings just from looking at the pictures on the website.
I can attest to that for sure.
Yeah. And, go ahead.
I was just going to say, yeah, I know. And you have some, like, a grounding one. You have an unconditional love one. Like, how do those come about? How do those themes come about?
Basically, I was making some standard, you know, simple ones. And then I kind of saw what my friends needed. And some of them, like, for example, they would be holding my pyramids, and they were just saying they're going way too high. They're going way too high. They need grounding. So I'm like, okay, I'll make a grounding pyramid. So I just researched the crystals. And so basically, you know, black kyanite, magnetite, obsidian, tourmaline, you know, heavy grounding. And when I make these new pyramids, I pretty much don't tell anybody, but I take them to my friends, and I have them close their eyes, and I put it in their hands, and I say, what do you feel? And when I first did that with the grounding one, it was just like, boom, solid, like legs rooted to the earth, you know, that type of thing. As I was going along, people wanted, you know, third eye crown work, so I made an upper chakra pyramid. But then soon after, I realized that people weren't working on their lower chakras, which was the key, the root, you know, the childhood issues, you know, all these, the foundation for your future growth. So I made a lower chakra pyramid. And the funny thing with that is some people who see my pyramids and their intellect says, oh, I want upper chakra. When they get near the lower one, their body is like, no, this is what we need. And so your body is kind of guided to them. I had another friend of mine, she was having relationship issues. So I made the love soulmate pyramid because, you know, everybody, I want to find my soulmate. So I thought, well, let me see if I can create one. So I was thinking for color schemes, and a lot of times part of what I do is, like, you know, use the intellect, you know, crystals and this and that. And then after that, though, it's kind of using the heart and going by what feels right. Mm-hmm. And what felt right for the color scheme would be, you know, pink at the top for divine love, green for heart love, and then red for the sacral type love. Mm-hmm. And then I used all the different crystals. So when I made it, showed it to her, and she immediately loved it. And she told me the next day, she went to work. She works in the movie industry, and she had three guys ask her out the next day. The cameraman, a stand-in, and someone else. And I thought, well, okay, is this a psychological thing? Was she now psychologically open to this? Mm-hmm. Or did the crystals, did the energy kind of clear past things out of her?
Mm-hmm.
And the next person who bought one, she actually broke up with her boyfriend the next day. But it was something that was needed to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And the craziest story, though, was a lady who had bought one, and she showed her neighbor. And the neighbor completely professed his love for her after holding it, right? Because he was, like, open to expressing, you know?
Yeah.
So all of them, basically, it seems like at the time they're meant to come into creation,
mm-hmm.
they get created, you know?
Beautiful. And you use a lot of those, like rose quartz and things like that?
Oh, of course. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's the standard crystals I use for all of the pyramids because mm-hmm. of the energies that they put out. I use the grounding. There's grounding stones. There's the protection stones, there's the healing stones, there's the spiritual purification stones, kyanite for the clearing,
mm-hmm.
In all of the pyramids, yeah. But the key thing I found is they do have an intelligence. No matter what pyramid you get, they will link with you,
mm-hmm.
and whatever it is you are needing.
Mm-hmm.
And part of me wonders is it our higher self guiding the energy to work on us?
Mm-hmm.
So I've read, like, early on, when I first had made these, one of my friends I was showing it to, she's also a medium and a channel, and she said, oh, this is for channeling, and she went into channeling mode. And a being came through and told me all this information, which was really interesting, but talked about how angelic beings were actually transmitting or channeling energy through me, that I was a clear channel for them to put into the orgone, which was
mm-hmm.
what they called a spiritual technology that does not exist on Earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I just thought, you know, when you go to channelers or psychics and they tell you all this great stuff, right? But then a little while later, when I got the website up and people called me to say, you know what, they're feeling angelic presences from the pictures. And in some of the stores that carry my products, the ladies there would say, oh, I see this angel and he's wearing blue robes and a white, you know, all these standard, mm-hmm. you know, beings. And so it occurred to me, as more and more people told me this, that this is maybe, like I say, the next evolution of the orgone, that when you call in these divine beings and you've done the internal work yourself to be
mm-hmm.
present and be of service, of course, right, and from the heart, that this will all naturally flow. So.
And I know you've shared with me that to you, you're very neutral. Like, you don't,
right.
You're not very affected by the orgones. Otherwise, something about, like, you might be overwhelmed if you could feel that type of energy. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, most people think that I can feel the energy, <'cause I'm> a maker, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And it took, you know, I didn't really mind. It was, you know, fine. But recently, a lady I did a trade with, a pyramid for an energy treatment, she actually, at the end of it, she said she was told to tell me that I am not actually supposed to feel this energy because it is like 100% pure source energy. And it made sense to me because if I could actually feel it, I might, you know, mm-hmm. with the conscious mind try to not manipulate it, but just try to say, oh, try this or that.
Right.
But if it's not 100% clear, it's like I'd rather just, you know what, I'm just going to make mm-hmm. them and let it come through cleanly. And leave it at that, and just, you know, I'm just the maker kind of thing.
Exactly. So, the instrument.
the instrument for the divine to work through, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
So, and I know you shared a little bit about that, you know, this technology is almost otherworldly. I know many people have spoken about orgones being a similar technology to that of the Atlantean age. Have you heard about this before?
I've actually had a lot of people order the pyramids because they felt Atlantean, some type of Atlantean tie to them. So personally, I think, I mean, these type of technologies have been around for a very long time, and we're just relearning them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know exactly where it fits in, but I have no doubt that back in the day, you know, these types of devices were being constructed.
And it's interesting because, you know, a lot of people do the gifting.
Yes.
However, a lot of people put them in vortexes. I know you've shared that, and to help raise the consciousness of the planet.
Right.
Is that something that you've heard as well?
Well, when I began this, one of my ideas I had was to put orgone in all of the energy vortexes on the planet, because I was thinking just to help like raise, because that's a direct access to the Earth grid. So if you can put something of this pure light, high frequency, and then perhaps, you know, like angelic beings working through it that can help the planet, placing them strategically at those spots would help the entire Earth grid. And mm-hmm. so about a year ago, I finally kind of, actually about 8 months ago, I finally decided to start on the project, which I should have done years ago. But so friends of mine and customers who are traveling around the world to the sacred spots, I basically gifted them pyramids, and they would start burying them at the different places. And then it occurred to me to actually create like a meditation so people could interact with those pyramids. Because I'm mm-hmm. like, even actually, like say a couple hours ago, I was thinking, you know, this is the energy of these, let's say this is source or zero point energy. I was mm-hmm. thinking that it does need human consciousness field. It's like sort of a symbiotic relationship for the creation to take place.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. so I kind of sat down and all my things I've studied in the past, that I kind of put it together into this great big meditation, guided meditation, where we actually link up with the pyramids. And so far, I've got them placed on the first four chakra points of the planet. And Lake Titicaca was last week it was placed in, and there's going to be a few more neat places I'm going to announce in a few weeks. And I've got my friends together, and we did a practice run. I just kind of came up with this idea, and they came over. We ran through it, and they all told me it was pretty much the most powerful frequencies they've ever, like, dealt with. And even a few days ago, I had basically just three of us, and I wasn't sure, you know, only three of us, whatnot, but the frequencies were so powerful and so much, they were telling me so much divine light was coming in, it was unreal. So we do basically full-on earth healing, clearing the environment, the atmosphere, the waters, the earth. We work on raising people's consciousness, et cetera, just as many things as we can do with this energy. And we activate all the pyramids on the planet as well. And one interesting thing, my friend Julia, during one of these sessions, she said she saw the pyramid at Giza having a mirror image pyramid underneath it, like an octahedron. And 2 days later, a friend of mine sent me a link to a website, and this person on this website was claiming there was an inverted pyramid under the one at Giza.
Wow.
I was like, oh, interesting, you know. But it could be etheric, maybe, perhaps. But, yeah, so everything is just kind of flowing along as, you know, as long as we're open and allowing. Things will just mm-hmm. keep on progressing. So
this meditation, is it available in any way to anyone?
I have it on the website. It's under under the Orgone products. It's the last thing
okay.
on the list. It says Orgone meditation. Now, it's all written up, and it's kind of designed that someone would read through it, but I'm mm-hmm. thinking soon I might actually verbally do a
record
meditation and then upload that to make it easier. Mm-hmm. But
nice. Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, and it is extremely powerful. And one thing that came out of this was some of the frequencies we were coming in was quite high. And last week, my friend Juliet actually, to help ground those frequencies, she actually held the grounding pyramid upside down, which kind of actually is kind of very intuitive. Like, it actually made sense. And once we started doing, like, holding the grounding pyramid upside down, all those frequencies we were bringing in got properly grounded. And then we added a pyramid on top of it, and it would actually bring in those energies even stronger because it actually had a proper grounding root as well. So the nice thing with these products is it's basically organic and growing, and as people's intuition, there'll be new uses for these.
Absolutely. And I know orgones, I mean, personally, I've been working with them and manifesting mm-hmm. and creating. Can you tell us maybe I'm kind of, we already touched on it with the zero point, but can you expand a little more on why they're really powerful manifesting technologies?
Well, I think with manifesting, that's like, as you raise your frequency, I believe you would become a more powerful manifester because your power level, for example, everything is a lot higher. Originally, my idea with the manifesting was that you had something that generated this powerful field of energy that you could direct with your intent. But now as I'm looking at it, it's almost just like as you're raising higher and higher, you can manifest easily. Like, for example, in the dream realm, that state you're in, you can manifest in an instant. But in this 3D plane that's a little bit denser, it would take a little while, but this would create that field and provide you the energy and the higher attunement to do that. But the other thing with manifesting is, you know, everybody wants to manifest the lotto numbers, right? But I find with my friends, anytime anybody tries to do that, it never works. But
of course,
if they ask for things needed for their spiritual path, literally within hours, the information or the tool or whatever, the knowledge, everything is provided.
Go ahead. I was going to say, and even when we look at whatever, financial abundance, stability, as a spirit, you know, a means to assist us on our spiritual expansion process, I notice that it shows up very quickly.
That's it, exactly. If you come from the pure place, because I met this one girl who was reading tea leaves, for example, and all these different things are just structures to run your intuition through, for my belief anyway. And she asked her guides about the lotto numbers, and they showed them to her. But they said, but you can't play them because it'll throw you completely off your life path.
Wow.
Yeah, and that actually makes total sense because people think, oh, it's, you know, get 2 million, whatever, everything would be great. But you are exactly where you're supposed to be, doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And as long as you know, like as Bashar says, follow your excitement, which is just your soul telling you this is what it wants you to do. And just follow your heart, and you'll always be in the perfect spot.
You know, absolutely. And again, I just want to reiterate to the listeners that the reason why I love these orgones so much is because they do allow us to go within. They just are assistant to our own spiritual evolution. It's not like we're giving our power away. We're actually getting into our power. And I just wanted to say that again. And the final thing I wanted to ask before we talk about your website is, I know you create a lot of different shapes with your orgones. Can you kind of expand on that and share why the different shapes and what each one represents?
I knew I wanted to make a pyramid shape because the pyramid itself is a gathering point, the focal point for energy. Recently, actually, I made a pyramid that had copper braids all along the edges because I had read that pyramids gather energy along the edges. And I made that, and it turned out to be one of the most powerful ones I've created. Other than that, I've made an orgone plate, and that one originally was for people to put something flat. You can put your food on. You can put supplements on to charge them. And when I showed it to one of my energy healing friends, she put her hands on, and her hands got supercharged. So now it became people who do pranic healing or Reiki work or different things. You can put your hands on before and after your session, first to open up your hand chakras, charge them, and then afterwards to clean them of any kind of energies that are on there.
And you can put your food on the plates too.
Oh, totally. And, you know, because of, not to say that, you know, what's going on with the radiation, but anything I bring from the grocery store goes on an orgone plate just to give it supercharge. And I did experiments with friends where you'd put tea on the herbs or whatnot on one plate and then, or on the pyramid tip and the other not on. And we'd try the tea afterwards and one would be like super potent versus the other one. So it is creating like a vitality in it. The pucks I made standard just for people to do the gifting with. And then I have the pendants, something to carry with you, pocket orgone as well for that. And then the latest thing I've made is the chakra discs, which is something I've been meaning to do for a while, but it's basically color-coded and crystal-coded discs that you would place on each of your chakra centers. And my friends who felt them, they are extremely powerful for clearing up all the blockages in each of the chakra points and spinning them and powering them up. So
that's amazing. You know, personally, I resonate very much with the pyramids. I don't even know why, but I love all your products. And I had another question. I think it was regarding the, let's see. Well, let's talk about your website, and if it comes back up, let's do that. But tell us where we can find your products, where, if you're going to be doing any events, are you going to be traveling, things like that. Where can we find you?
Basically, my website is fifthelementorgone.com, and that's spelled F-I-F-T-H and then element orgone.
Mm-hmm.
And basically on there I've got all the information. I ship my products all over the world, and in the lower mainland here I have a number of stores that carry them as well.
Perfect. Yeah. And you're in Canada, is that correct?
I'm in Vancouver, Canada, right.
Okay, perfect. And to those who would just like to receive the energy from the pictures as well, definitely I invite you to go to Peter's website, because for me, and I know a lot of people listening, they're healers and teachers and all these things, so they will definitely feel the energy. I invite you to go there. And that's actually the last question I wanted to ask. Those who are healers, have you found that they are really thriving with having this orgone technology in their practice?
Oh, definitely. I mean, for example, just having an orgone pyramid in the room, he's now created like a huge positive energy field that's transforming. Mm-hmm. A lot of the Reiki masters here in Vancouver use the pyramids, and they would have it either, for example, under the table, or intuitively they actually place them on their client's chakra points. And I've had some tell me, like, the second they did that, all the blockage just completely cleared. And a lot of my friends, they email me or call me to say they went to see, you know, a certain energy healer, and there's my pyramid in their room, right? Because they find it is very, very helpful. And I think with all of the things going on around us, the people's consciousness, and, you know, all the different EMF and signals, having a place of, like, a sacred space, this is, like, an awesome tool. Just, you just place it there, it'll take care of everything.
Absolutely, and I'm so blessed to have, I have 12 of your pyramids, so I, you know, when people come in, they're just like, whoa, and then to me, they're like, they hold the sacred space for transformation to happen, and then it's just, it's been amazing. So, Peter, time has flown, and it has been an honor to, you know, converse with you and share you with all the listeners. And I just want to reiterate, check out fifthelementorgone.com to all of those listening. Peter, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you, Manuel.
So we're going to take a music break, and when we return, we're going to have a wonderful mini healing session. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Miracle Cafe. You just listened to Attraversiamo by Dario Marianelli, and beautiful, beautiful song, one of my favorites. So let's jump right into the energy healing for today. So the theme that I'm really feeling that is important right now is grounding, because there's so many shifts going on right now, so many transformations happening internally and externally. I think it's really key to ground. So let's go ahead and, with your permission, do I have your permission to connect with your energy? And while I do that, just take a few deep breaths in. And for those who are tuning in for the first time, what we're doing is we're using applied quantum physics to clear subconscious patterns that are not serving us, and stepping into patterns that will serve us for our greatest good. So this is really about empowering ourselves and moving out of the old and into the new. To learn more specifically about the energy healing modality, you can check out magnifiedmanifesting.com, and it's all there for you. Okay, so what I'd like to do is, can we have the universal energy show you the highest understanding, truth, and wisdom of what grounding really is, and make your understanding the same as that universal energy? If you want that, say yes. Good. Any distractions, blocks, hesitations that are preventing you from feeling grounded in this present moment, can we go ahead and show you all the positive lessons from those experiences and then remove those blocks now? Can we have the universal energy show you how to feel safe and comfortable while you ground? If you want that, just affirm yes out loud. Good. Can we show you how to feel grounded yet still feel free at the same time? Good. And the final thing, can we download you with what it feels like, looks like, tastes like, smells like, sounds like in your experience to feel grounded? Good. Can we go ahead and raise your physical, emotional, spiritual, mental vibrations to their highest and greatest so you can easily feel, witness, experience all these shifts that you have created here today or something greater? Good. Take a deep breath in and release. And can we call back all your energy from all time, space, dimension to this present moment so you feel grounded, anchored back into your being, and allowing this work to show up in physical form? If you want that, affirm yes out loud. Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Good. One more. Good. And release. All right. Gently open your eyes and just notice and pay attention to what shows up for you, the insights, the ideas, the opportunities, the shifts that start showing up in your life. You might feel called to do something that will help you ground. Whatever it is, just be open to it and just notice how it shows up in your life in the coming hours, weeks, and months ahead. So thank you for co-creating another amazing show with me. I'm grateful to start off the new season in such a bang, and really excited to check in with you in 2 weeks. Until then, have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. Lots of love.
Thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe. Sign up for our mailing list at miraclecaferadio.com to find out more about upcoming shows and special events. Also, by signing up, you will receive a free powerful energy recording titled Living Your Highest Vision. Sign up today at miraclecaferadio.com, and I look forward to co-creating a miraculous journey with you.